He was walking across the library, and Matt followed. Venture led him towards an opening which Matt had not noticed before between two of the bookcases. "Robin said that you were pleasant enough, but a bit weird." "Thanks," Matt said. It was a description he'd have applied more readily to Robin than himself, he thought. Different perspectives again. The gap between the bookcases was actually a doorway, and Venture led Matt through into another room that seemed to be formed out of bookcases. It contained a desk, on which were a flat panel screen and a keyboard and mouse. The computer system unit must be inside the desk, Matt thought, hidden behind a door or fake drawer fronts. Venture gestured for Matt to sit down. He leaned over and moved the mouse gently, bringing the screen to life. There was a prompt for the password and a box to type it into. "Aunt Jane said there was a password," he murmured. "Did she tell you what the password is?" He hadn't thought Venture would hear him, so Matt was surprised. No. She said it was a secret." He seemed amused. "Did she? Are you sure that's what she said?" "Yes," Matt protested. The man's amusement annoyed him. "That's what she said." "Exactly what she said. Think back carefully. Hear her voice in your head."
"Why?"
"As I said, you have a lot still to learn. It's time you made a start. What is the time, by the way?" Matt could see that Venture was wearing a watch, so it seemed an odd question, but he checked his own watch anyway.
3:17.
"Thank you." "So precise," Venture said, "and so wrong."
"Sorry?"
Venture leaned forward and said quietly, as if he was revealing a secret. "Digital watches don't really work, you know." Matt checked his watch again. Sure enough, the seconds had progressed. As he looked at it, the 17 became 18.
"It's working fine."
"That's not what I meant. You see everything as numbers, just like a computer. It deals in ones and zeros. You see digits flicking from second to second, as if time is granular, as if nature is made up of bits and pieces, bits and bytes."
"But it's accurate."
"Is it? What happens between the seconds? I know, you could have a watch that showed the tenths, the hundredths, even the thousandths of a second. But still, it's click, click, click as the numbers change." He sat down beside Matt and showed him his own watch.